Let me update you quickly on injuries for today and game status. Benny Logan will not practice but will be listed as questionable. Alan Barbary is fine. Ron Brooks will be listed as questionable. Kelsey is fine. Michael Kendricks, questionable. Jordan Matthews is okay. Leo McKelvin is questionable. Jordan Matthews is okay. And then Rodney McLeod and Marcus Smith are both okay for this game.
Who would play the slot
if Ron Brooks can't go? If Ron can't go, you've seen Malcolm come down in there, and that's kind of the next best. Also, Jalen Mills could come in there, but it'd be Malcolm, the next one down in there. Jalen would probably play the safety, and then you'd leave Jalen Mills, what you saw last week a little bit when Ron came out of the game.
Practiced all week, right? And you're still listening to this questionable. What does he have to do? I mean,
At that position, too, it just comes down to game time, a chance to possibly work him out on game day and just see where he's at. Obviously it's a groin strain, so we just got to be careful with it and be smart with him and how we handle him.
If Barber can't go, what do you do there?
Alan Barbary? He'll be fine, but if he can't, it'd be Wiz.
Doug,
as far as penalties, how do you fix penalties from a coaching?
Well, from a coaching perspective, it starts in practice, and it starts with me, communicating. In team meetings, and we just talk about it. And, I have to, if it happens in practice, I'm going to stop it. We're going to re-huddle, and we're going to do that play again. And that's just something we got to continue to do and talk about it in meetings, but then we need to fix it in practice.
Getting back to those slot corners, Terrence Brooks has played slot with the Ravens in the past. How has he come along as far as getting the playbook down and becoming a part of the defense?
Yeah, he's coming along well. We've used him, a little bit more on special teams right now. With the rotation of safeties that we have, he is picking up the playbook. It'd have to be a couple of players away, obviously removed in order for him probably to fill one of those spots. But his value right now has been primarily special teams, where he's been filling in and doing a good job.
So does Malcolm get like a bunch of work at the slot position?
He'll get a little bit of time in there. It's something that Ron has been able to go. He did a little bit more work yesterday, and he'll do more today, and he feels really good. So I wouldn't anticipate anything happening, but if that's the case, then and Malcolm's played in there before, so he's very familiar with that position.
You in the offseason, you spoke about the relative youth on the roster.
The youth?
Yes, before you even started. The season, and then you went out and won your first three games. And then obviously you had one little rough patch here. Do you think, looking at the team, that those first three games, a little more, especially the Steelers game, was more of an anomaly in terms of where this team is moving forward? You're very early, obviously, into your tenure, or do you think the last two games are more of an indication of what this team is?
Well, I look at the last two games as we've kind of shot ourselves in the foot. We really had an opportunity in the Detroit game. The way our young and youthfulness battled back in that football game to take the lead late in the fourth quarter kind of shows the resiliency of this football team. We just made some mistakes at the end of that game. And then we had the 14 penalties and all that. And then I look at last week, and we just didn't execute very well. And it's been my message to the football team sometimes it doesn't really matter. Now, there's going to be times when you just get physically whipped and you get beat, but it's when you beat yourself. And I felt like last week, we kind of beat ourselves, and it was a collective effort. It was all three phases, and I challenged the leadership of the football team, the veteran guys of the football team. They're the ones that have to take ownership and kind of show the young guys how to play, how to practice, how to execute during the game. So I really felt like coming away these last 2 weeks that still a good football team with opportunities to win both of those games and be in a different situation today.
Big picture that this is, do you think the roster as it is the way you envisioned it this early into your tenure in terms of you're changing everything in terms of culture, scheme, et cetera?
Where we are today, where we are today and how we came out of training camp and the off season and the guys that we have, are you always constantly looking? And yeah, but you know what? I'll go to battle with the guys we have, and it's our job as coaches to make sure our guys are ready to go too on game day and prepared. And even as young as we are in certain positions, those guys are getting valuable reps that just get improved each and every week. And they've been put in some tough situations these last couple of games, and things that they're going to learn from, you know, as we go throughout the year.
Well, what's your understanding of plantar fasciitis?
I have it, honestly.
What's that mean for Kelsey? Is that something he's going to have to manage the rest of the year? How significant is it as it applies to game day?
I mean, it's just a nagging deal. It's kind of a sore. I don't know much about it. You can refer to it as a stone bruise, whatever you want to refer it as. I talked to him yesterday. He was fine yesterday. We'll just manage him, you know, and make sure he's getting treatment and the proper medication and everything to try to keep it to a minimum.
Douglas,
if Bo Allen has to go this week, what do you see in his development?
I tell you, Bo, honestly, was one of the bright spots last week. His ability to come off the ball. He's a bigger body guy that takes up some good space up front and draws a lot of double teams. He and Fletcher both in there. He's a high energy guy, high motor guy that doesn't seem to tire and wear down. And if Benny can't go, then obviously his workload will increase extensively in the next few games.
Now that DGB's been here for an extended period of time, I know Frank said there are no limitations with him as far as the playbook goes. Do you see him as a starter, and what kind of expectations do you have for him for the rest of the year?
Yeah, and where we are with the receiving group, I mean, we go into game plans where we put certain guys in certain positions. So, in my opinion, everybody's kind of a starter. But he's really done a nice job here in these last few games, last few weeks, of understanding what we're asking him to do, moving him a little bit more around in formations, but still trying to keep it to one position for him, utilizing his strength. I mean, I think he's a tremendous slant runner. I think he can run those deeper in routes, things like that, and utilize his height and strength in the red zone a little bit more. And, you know, that's him. And that's the type of player that he is. Can he be an every down starter? I think he could eventually probably get there. I would love to have a full off season with him to really fine tune his craft and work him. And because we got him so late in training camp, right? I mean, right at the beginning of the season that we just didn't have the time to work. So we're kind of bringing him along slowly each and every game.
Doug, last week you were able to get all four backs into the game as opposed to 2 weeks ago when only Darren and Ryan played. As the game goes on and stuff, but ideally would you like to see all four guys get a couple carries at least? Or?
Yeah, I would. It's kind of like the receivers, you know. Now we're rotating a bunch of guys at that position. As I've mentioned before, Ryan is the primary, utilizing Darren specifically on some, in certain situations, third downs and any time we can, give either Ryan a blow and then Wendell and Kenyon are both guys that can give us good energy and good bursts when they're in there. And Wendell is still, that type of back that, still learning a little bit, but at the same time, still want to be able to use all four guys if we can. It's just the longevity of the season and keeping guys healthy for a full NFL season.
In Carson's case, as many times as he's hit last week, are you concerned that being in his head, that him feeling the pressure?
I think it's week to week, game to game. We try to go in and try to keep him as clean as we can early in football games. I think with any quarterback that gets hit early in a football game, I think it can affect you as the game wears on. But, one thing with Carson last week, too, is the more he got hit early, it seemed like he stood in there a little bit more and made some good throws late in that football game. But I don't think it, in my opinion, it doesn't linger. You know, it doesn't linger to the next week. This is a whole nother set of circumstances. This is another football team. This is a tremendous defense. But the method is still the same. Try to keep him as clean as possible early. Get the ball out of his hand. Those types of things to help him early in these ball games.
As a former quarterback and somebody who's also worked with a lot of quarterbacks, is there like a certain mentality you have to have, like in the final minutes? You know, when you're losing, trying to bring the team back. And, I mean, do you think Carson has it? And who is the best that you've seen at that?
I think he does have it. The things you want to see from that guy is you just don't want to see him waver. You want to see zero doubt. You want to see all confidence. You know, and obviously the one player that comes to mind is Brett Favre for me, the one that I spent 8 years with, and just watching him in 2-minute situations and how successful he was and how he could just put a team on his back and go win the football game. Those are things that I see Carson eventually getting to that spot. But what I do see now is I see the confidence. I see him rallying the troops. I see him making some difficult throws. Is it perfect? No, but it's still a learning opportunity for him. Okay.
Thank you. You're going to read Brett's book?